Sagt die Gemara, the Braisa said that one may not make a hesped from the 8th of Nisan until after Pesach, because that's when the Rabbanan bested the Baisusim regarding the proper way to count for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Fredek the Gemara, the Braisa should just say until Pesach, since on Pesach itself anyway you're not allowed to make a hesped. Or Papa said, like Rav said, the Braisa did so to make the day following the Yom Tov Aser as well. Fredek the Gemara, this would mean that the Braisa is following Rabbi Yosi, who said earlier in the Masechta, in the Mishnah, that the day before and after these minor Yom Tovim are Aser as well. If so, why did the Braisa say that we make Rosh Chodesh Nisan a Yom Tov just so that the day before becomes Aser as well? It should be Aser as being the day after the 28th of Adar, which itself was a minor Yom Tov. It was the day that Yehuda ben Shemua was able to overturn a decree that prevented the Yidden from learning Torah, performing Bris Milah, and keeping Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Abaye said, we needed Rosh Chodesh to be made a Yom Tov for the case when Adar has 30 days, and to therefore make the 30th day Aser as well. Rav Ashi said, when a minor Yom Tov prohibits Hesped on that day, the day following would only be Aser to fast, not to make a Hesped. Therefore, the Rabbanon sandwiched the 29th between the two minor Yom Tovim, the 28th and the 1st, so or the 30th, really the 30th day, doing so, make the 29th Aser and Hesped as well. Fact, the Gemara, why does the Braisa say that from the 8th of Nisan until after Pesach it's Aser to make a Hesped? The 8th day itself was already Aser from the previous Halach in the Braisa that said that from Rosh Chodesh through the 8th is the Yom Tov. The Gemara says it was said in case the Yom Tov of the first 8 days becomes bottle for some reason. The Gemara says, now we can use this answer as the reason that we mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan as being a Yom Tov, even though the 28th of Adar is a Yom Tov as well, so that the 29th of Adar remains Aser for Tainus, even if the Yom Tov of the 28th becomes bottle. Zok the Gemara of Chibar asking the Rav Pasnak Rabbi Yosef our mission that the day before and after a Yom Tov that's Aser to make a Hesped becomes Aser as well. Shmuel Paskin like Rav Meir that only the day before is Aser, not the day after. Fredek the Gemara, we find that Shmuel Paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel who says that the day before and after are never Aser. And for the Gemara, Shmuel wanted to be very lenient. Initially, he thought that Rav Meir was most lenient, so he passed him like him. He then found that Rav Shimon Gamliel was even more lenient, so he passed him like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Bali, in the name of Chiyah Barab, in the name of Rabbi Yechon, also passed him like Rabbi Yosi. Rav Chiyah said to Bali, Rabbi Yechon, only passed him like Rabbi Yosi regarding a Yom Tov that's only Aser to fast on, that the day before is Aser as well. However, regarding a Yom Tov that's also Aser to make a Hesped on, he actually holds like Rav Meir, that only the day before is Aser, not the day after. For the acting more, we know that Rabbi Yechanan always followed an anonymous Mishnah. Now there's an anonymous Mishnah that says that you're allowed to make a Hesped and fast on the day that we read the Megillah if the Megillah is read early, meaning before Purim. Now this can't be discussing where the Megillah was read on the 13th of Adar, because that itself is the Yom Tov of Yom Nikner. It also can't be whether Megillah is read on the 12th, because that too is itself a Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Yom Turyainus. It must be when the Megillah was read on the 11th, and we see that the day before a Yom Tov, meaning of Yom Tov Turyainus, is Mutter to fast and make a Hesped, which is not like the view of Rabbi Yosi. If so, has Rabbi Yechon and Pasen like Rabbi Yosi. And for tomorrow, the case of the Mishnah is where the people read the Megillah on the 12th of Adar, and that's the day that they're allowed to fast. Although this was the 12th was the day of Yom Turyainus, that Yom Tov became Batel, because Shmaya and his brother Achia were killed on that day, so that Yom Tov became Batel. For the tomorrow, that day should still be also to fast as the day before Yom Nikner. So Rav Ashi said, the 12th itself had its Yom Tov become bottle. Surely it won't remain also the fast just because it's the day before a different Yom Tov. If the Yom Tov itself got become bottle, we're not going to make that day still Osir because of some other Yom Tov. Bryce explains what these Yom Tovim of Yom Nikner and Yom Turyainus were. Nikner was a Greek leader who would wave his hands at Yerushalayim waiting for its downfall. When the Hashmonaim defeated the Greeks, they cut off his thumbs and big toes and hung them at the gates of Yerushalayim and said, the mouth that has spoken haughtily and the hands that waved at Yerushalayim disparagingly now have revenge taken against them. The Bryce explains Turyainus was about to kill Luyainus and Papas, who were brothers who were real tzaddikim gemurim. He told them, if you're like an anim shal nazario, let Hashem save you from me. They told him, number one, we're not as righteous as them. And number two, you're not as righteous as Nebuchadnezzar, that a miracle should happen through you. They continued and said, in truth, we're supposed to die. We're obviously supposed to be punished. And Hashem could have killed us in many ways. He chose us to die through your hands, just that he can come and punish you. He went and killed them anyway. Immediately following that, messengers from Rome came and killed Turyainus. The Rabbanan made that day into a Yom Tov because the Yidden were saved through his death. The Mishnah had said, "Ein goyish and tanis al tzibur batchilu b'chamisha v'chulu." In fact, how many fasts have to pass so that the set is considered to have begun, so that we would even fast on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim at that point? Rav Acha says 3 fasts. Rav Asi says even 1 fast. Zakti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav said, although Rabbi Meir said Rabbi Gamaliel would agree that fasting on those days are not complete days, meaning you break your fast before nighttime, the Chachamim say that the fast on those days must be completed. Marzutra in the name of Rabbi Huna said, the halacha is that Yitaka Fei can fast on those days, and you are actually mashlim the fast on those days. Hadnalach, Perek, Seder, Tanias, Ketzad.